Drama on Three.
Henceforward by Alan Ayckbourn. Starring Jared Harris, Joanne Whalley, Sophie Winkleman, Darren Richardson, Simon Templeman, and Maura Quirk.
Have a good tidy up later. Maybe. Oh, God. All right, Nan. Got something for you, huh? You load of old scrap. Now, let's see. Well, it won't be a minute. I'll just take the shopping to the kitchen. Oh. Vid answer on playback. Okay, back in a sec, Nan.
Mr. Watkins, this is Mervyn Bickerdyke from the Department of Child Wellbeing.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to get hold of you for some days now regarding a meeting. The time is 9:46. I wonder if you would call me. My number is on screen.
No, I won't, and I'm
Thank
not.
You.
From Blaise Gillespie, escorts for the discerning.
Blaise Gillespie, a call from Blaise Gillespie.
Hello, Mr. Watkins. This is Mary Hope Fitch calling once again from the Blaise Gillespie Agency. It's 10:40 on Thursday. Just to remind you of your appointment today with Zoe Mill, who plans to be with you by 1400 this afternoon. I hope that's still convenient. She's looking forward so much to meeting you. We feel certain she'll answer all your rather specialised requirements. Any problems at all, please don't hesitate to call. Thank you.
Blaise Gillespie, a call from Blaise Gillespie.
From tone deaf, Blaise Gillespie.
Mr. Watkins, this is Mervyn Bickerdyke from the Department of Child Wellbeing. It is urgent that I speak to you. I realise you may be busy with your musical compositions, but it is a matter of some importance. It's 11:17, and my number is on screen. Thank you.
Look what I've brought for you, Ned.
Hello, this is Zoe Mill.
A new bit of circuitry. There you are.
Hello.
Who's a spoilt girl, then, eh?
I'm from the Blaise Gillespie Agency, and this is 11:15.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Zoe. Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, yeah.
Now, where is that instruction manual? Right, got it.
Hello, Jerry. It's me, Lupus.
Oh, God.
Thought I'd just call you, mate. Keep you up to date with how things are.
Sorry, I
look a bit, Oh, don't do that, Orson. That hurt, Daddy. The point is, Jerry, it's come to the big ultimatums from Deborah. I mean financial threats, Jerry, so it looks like I'm going to have to take that job with those geriatrics. I never thought it would get this desperate, Jerry. Look at me. I'm a top session player. Orson! Don't do that, darling. Daddy's talking. Jesus, what am I reduced to? Relief drummer in a three-piece band for an old folks dance in Finchley. Who needs it, Jerry? Answer? I need it. Desperately, I need it.
Hmm.
My God, I do, because there's nothing else. But I don't have to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
And if Deborah leaves me, Jerry, if Deborah goes, on top of everything else... I mean, I've been a forgiving husband. God, have I been forgiving. I let her play around with every bastard who could make it up her stairs. Present company accepted. I just don't know what I'm going to do, old mate.
Yeah, sorry, old mate. Next message.
Hello, this is Zoe Mill from the Blaise Gillespie Agency at... God, what is the time? It's 12:31, all right? I've been trying to phone you for ages, only none of the... And I keep getting your machine. My bloody train, is delayed, so I don't know when I'll reach you. More important, I hope you're there, because I'd hate to think I... Oh, I've got no more on my card. That's it. See you shortly, I hope. Otherwise, I...
All right. Then, let's see what we can do, okay? Up your skirt, pardon me. Oh, unplug. Got it. Aha! Let's have a look. No good. I'll try the new one. Up we go. Now, if they caught me doing this, they'd... Oh, get in. They'd probably lock me up and melt you down for scrap. I had to steal this from a checkout machine at the supermarket when their backs were... Ah!
Ah,
oh, there you go. Good girl. Right, let's get you up. Come on. Oh, onto the sofa. God, you're a heavy old bag of bits. Oh, call yourself a machine. Well, I'm doing my best. Okay, neck forward.
Man 300F, Series 4, Model 99I48622G for Gertie. System check commencing. Go.
Modified sampling commences. Oh, for God's sake, Jerome, can't you think of anyone else but yourself for a change? Just for once, I mean. What sort of a person are you? Modified sampling ends. System check complete. Operational 83.17. We are 16.83% unstable and are within 8.17% of permanent shutdown. Clock set 0800 hours. Good morning. Rise and shine.
Good. Nan, stand up.
Stand up, Nan.
Nan, walk about.
Walk about, Nan.
That's better. You're not bumping into things like you were. Still got to fix your leg, though. Oh, still a bit of a limp. You need a new pivot, old girl, only they stopped making them, you see.
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Nan, come here.
Coming, Nan.
Good. Let's have a look at that knee.
That's better. That's better.
Oh, don't do that. Leave my hair alone.
That's better.
Nan, stop.
Stop, Nan.
Right. Nan, watch my finger.
Watching your finger, Nan.
Nan, follow my finger.
Following your finger, Nan.
Yes, I think we can sharpen your reflexes a bit. Okay, inside the blouse. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's better. Whoa! Too much. Sorry. That's it. Nan, thank you.
Thank you. Lovely glass of orange. Lovely orange.
Nan, lovely.
Lovely. Lovely morning. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Oh, I never set your clock, did I? Never mind. You're better than you were. Right.
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Let's have some Johann Sebastian. Go away, Lupus. I'm not here.
Lovely glass of orange. Lovely morning. Wakey, wakey.
Yeah, not bad. Mug's upside down, though. You load of old junk. Lucky nothing's in it.
Nan's coming to get ya. Boo! Come along. Wash your face and hands before your breakfast.
No,
that's better.
I am reprogramming you. Give me that flannel. You've taken a layer of skin off my face. You do that again and I'm stripping you down for spares and then dropping you off a 20-story building.
Story time now.
Oh, God.
Once upon a time, there were three bears called Jack and Jill who wanted to go to the ball, only the other ducklings wouldn't let her play with them.
Nan, stop.
Stopped, Nan.
Nan, register.
Register, Nan.
Look at me. Not child. Not child.
Not child. Registered, Nan.
Nan, take a nap.
Take a nap, Nan.
I don't know why I bothered to switch you on again, really.
I don't know why I bothered, Jerome. I really don't. When you treat me like this. I've done everything I possibly can. I can't cope anymore. If you want to go and live with her, I don't care. Go on. Go on. Go and live with a bloody woman. See if I care. Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Mr. Watkins!
I don't believe this.
Mr. Watkins! This is Zoe Mill from the Blaise Gillespie Agency. I'm here outside your front door. Would you let me in, please?
All right, push the door.
Mr. Watkins, please!
Now push it, it's open.
Please, please save me.
It's open!
Open the door!
Push the door!
I'm going to break it down, Mr. Watkins!
Jesus, what the hell happened to you?
Mr. Watkins, how do you do? I'm sorry to burst in like this. My name is Zoe Mill from the Blaise Gillespie Agency. I hope they advised you I was coming.
Oh, shit, you've left the front door open! What the hell? Never leave my front door open.
No, I'm sorry. You see, there were these people.
I know there are these people. Why the hell do you think I keep it shut?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, no. I'm sorry. Well, here I am, at last. What a super room. Is this for sitting on?
Yes.
Well, would you mind if I...
No, sit down.
Thanks. Thanks very much. No. I'm sorry if I'm looking a bit of a... I must do a bit. Those girls, I've lost one of my shoes. I'm afraid my stockings are in shreds. I actually started out looking quite smart. I'm sorry. Anyway, I understood this was just an initial interview, so Mrs. Hope Fitch told me you just wanted to see if I was suitable. But I believe the actual job's not for a week or so. Have I got that right? Excuse me. Yes?
Yes.
Look, I mean, you may not believe this. I can look pretty good, although I say it myself. Yes, but as I say, don't for God's sake go by this. Oh. I'm sorry. Would you like me to walk up and down? Of course, I don't know quite what you're looking for, so it's a bit... I understand it was slightly unusual. Is that so?
Yes.
I'll stand up. There. 5'4" and a bit. I can lose a bit more weight, if you like. I'm a bit over my usual, so... I'll walk about for you, in case you need me to walk. Yes. By the way, I don't usually limp, of course. Please disregard that. I just seem to have bashed my knee. Sorry about the blood. Anyway. And naturally, with heels on, I'm that bit taller. Oh, God, look at my legs. No, don't look at those either. Look, I'm awfully sorry. I think I'm just going to have to go away somewhere and have a quick cry. I'm sorry. Is there a... Have you got a...
Oh, yes, 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 sure. Just out there, towards the bedrooms.
I will be as quick as I can. I'm so sorry.
Replay.
With heels on, I'm that bit taller. Oh, God, look at my legs. No, don't look at those either. Look, I'm awfully sorry. I think
back
I'm
to record. Okay, let's have a listen live. Fade up, bathroom.
Oh, dear God. Dear God. Right. Right.
Fade down, bathroom.
Sorry about that. Here I am, back again. Anyway, where was I? Yes, let me tell you about me. I'm originally an actress. Still am, actually. Only I also model to keep the wolf occasionally from the door. And I've been doing this escort thing lately, which has been very interesting. Only I understood you wanted something slightly more, so that's probably why they thought of me. I did have some pictures and my CV to show you as well, only they took my briefcase. It wasn't even as if there was anything in there. I'm sorry, there were these terrifying girls, you see.
Girls?
Who attacked me just now on my way here.
What did you do to them?
I didn't do anything. I was just quietly walking here from the station. It was a lovely day.
And walked?
Yes.
You walked from the railway station to here?
Yes, I've just said. And then these monsters came from nowhere. What sort of area is this? Don't you have any police at all? Any security patrols?
Not anymore.
What, neighbourhood vigilantes?
Not lately.
You mean this area is not protected? At all? What about this building?
The security staff kept being found dead. It got very expensive.
My God. Mrs. Hope Fitch might have warned me.
What do these people look like?
Oh, awful. No hair at all. Not on their heads, anyway. Masses of it everywhere else. And sort of purple paint across the middle of their faces.
No, that's a tattoo.
Really?
They're the Daughters of Darkness.
Oh, they were female then.
Most of them.
Well, whatever they were, I didn't stop to introduce myself. I hit the biggest of them and ran as fast as I could.
You hit a Daughter of Darkness?
Yes, on the head, with my shoe.
Ah, I don't think you should have done that.
Why not?
You may have got them angry.
Angry? angry. What about my briefcase?
Was there anything important in your briefcase?
Well, no, I've just said.
Then it would have been simpler to have given it to them.
But I don't see why I should have just handed it over. It was a present from my ex-boyfriend.
Well, when you want to get back, they may not let you back.
You mean... But... Well, if they won't let me out, then we'd better call the police, hadn't we? Or whatever it is that passes for the law around here.
I'm afraid that's them. They pass for the law around here. They are the law.
The Daughters of...
Darkness, yes. Currently.
Well, I had no idea I was hitting a policeman, I can assure you. You mean this is a genuine no-go area? Oh, how absolutely terrifying. So what happens now?
It's all right. I'll talk to them. I have a relationship with them of sorts. I do things for them now and then.
Do what?
I help rig their sound gear when they have their big concerts, things like that.
Oh, how interesting. Are you a roadie?
Not really. It's just a hobby.
What is it you do?
I'm a composer.
How amazing. Well, hence all that. The keyboards. What on earth is that?
That's the Daughters.
What are they doing?
Throwing bricks at the window shutters. They're showing their displeasure. It's all right. They're half-inch steel.
Lucky you had your shutters closed.
It's hardly lucky. They're welded to the window frames. They haven't been opened in 4 years.
They can't get in, can they?
Not unless they can jump 30 feet. It's all right. I think they've gone. Yeah. It's quieter where you live then, huh?
Yes, we're pretty lucky in Kilburn. Regular armed patrols, masses of security cameras and so on. I've had no trouble. Not really. A couple of burglaries, that's all. Oh, my dog was shot. That was sad. But we think that was an accident. We think someone must have mistaken him for a police dog.
Shame. We?
My ex-boyfriend.
Ah.
He's still living with me, but he's definitely my ex-boyfriend. Still, enough about me. To business.
Yes.
You must tell me about this job you'd like me to do. Assuming you'd like me to do it, of course.
Yes.
You're still deciding?
Yes.
I could do you a bit of Shakespeare. Any good? Nope.
I wonder if you'd mind trying on some clothes.
What sort of clothes?
Just normal clothes, women's clothing.
I'm the one trying them on?
Yes.
Where do you want me to try them on?
Here.
You mean in front of you?
Yes.
You want me to change my clothes in front of you? Is that it?
No. I want you to change into different clothes elsewhere and then come in here so I can look at you wearing those different clothes in front of me. That I'll give you. To wear. You.
Yes. That sounds okay. I'm sorry. It's just occasionally, you know, we get sort of weird requests, you know, the old favourites, you know, nuns and gym slips.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
No, sorry, I just thought I'd...
These are my wife's clothes.
Your wife's?
Yes. Well, they're quite ordinary clothes. Well, they may be a bit out of fashion, but...
Your wife, is she...
What?
Is she dead at all?
Dead?
Yes.
No, she's...
She's still alive?
Yes.
Living with you?
No, we're separated.
Ah. I'm sorry.
If you don't mind my saying so, you seem rather wary.
Well, yes, I am sorry. Look, this is my first time as an escort, and I was assured that there was nothing further entailed other than escorting. I got panicked. Sorry, I'm a little bit shaky still. Give me the clothes. I will put them on for you. No more questions. Zoe, grow up and be your age.
Oh, wait there. I'll just,
Nevertheless, this is a very, very creepy setup. Has to be said. Oh, dear God, it's them! Oh, Mr. Watkins, I think it's them. One of them's on your screen. They're at the door. There, on the screen. Hmm? That's one of them.
Oh, she's okay. That's Rita. She's our local representative. She's fairly friendly. Right, try these. The skirt should be all right. I don't know about the shoes. We can always buy some others.
Don't let her in here.
Certainly not. She's not that friendly. I'll have a word with her.
Oh. Boo! What?
Nan's coming to get you.
Boo! Ah! Do you...
That's better.
That's better. There's a nice clean face. That's better. That's better. There's a nice clean face.
What were you doing? What did you think you were doing? Dear God! Right. I'm getting out of here. Oh, a woman just came in and washed my face with a flannel.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean, oh yes? Who is she? What was she doing?
It's all right. She registered you as a child, you see. That's all. Unless she's told otherwise, she registers everyone as children.
Who is she? Is she your wife?
No, no. She's a Nan 300F. She's a machine. She's just a machine.
That was a machine. I don't believe it.
Oh, yes.
What is it? Where did it come from?
It came from the man just down the hall, actually.
The man down the hall?
Yes.
I'm going, all right? I'll borrow these clothes. I promise to mail them back. I'm sorry. I don't think this job is for me after all. I think I'll just stick around a little longer and hope for a fringe revival of Hedda Gabler.
Are you thinking of leaving?
I most certainly am. I'm not stopping here with that deranged machine. Thank you very much.
I wouldn't go just yet.
Why?
Well, I don't think the daughters would be too happy if you tried to leave. Not until your case comes up before the council.
Council?
Well, they're considering it at the next council.
When's that?
Midnight.
Midnight? What happens at midnight, then?
They'll consider your case. Rita thinks you'll get away with a fine. It would have been worse, but, I put in a word.
Oh, lucky I met you, really.
Do you have money with you?
I'm not a complete idiot. I have credit cards on me.
Where?
Never you mind. Will they do?
Possibly. I know they take checks. Listen, do you want to...
Yes. Since I appear to be here for the night, I better get dressed, I suppose.
There's a bedroom along there if you...
Where's the thing?
In the kitchen. It's all right. I'll keep her away.
Please do. There aren't any more of them, are there?
No. Second door on the right.
Won't be long.
Okay. Fade up bedroom one.
My God. Trapped in this place till midnight with a raving lunatic and a homicidal tin woman. It's hardly my idea of a good time.
Playback 10.
That's better.
There's a nice clean face. That's better. There's a nice clean face.
What were you doing? What did you think you were doing? Dear God!
Stop, back five. Repeat.
What were you doing? What did you think you were doing?
Stop, no. No, she's not right. Not right at all.
They're fine.
Uh-oh. And record.
The clothes are fine. The shoes are a fraction large, but what do you think? Ta-da!
Does your hair, does it come down at all?
Oh, yes. Do you want me to take the clips out?
Would you mind?
No. I don't usually wear it down because it makes me look about 10. But that's what you're looking for. There. Is that more the thing?
It's excellent.
Oh, good. Well, good.
Excellent.
You still haven't really said...
Would you mind laughing for me?
Laughing?
Is that possible?
Yes. Hang on. That's one of the things I'm never very good at. I can cry very well. Floods of tears at the drop of a hat. No? Okay.
Ha!
Sorry, that was awful. I can do miles better than that. No, think of something funny, Zoe. You don't happen to know any jokes, do you? Nope, I didn't think you did. Oh, God, this is awful. Thank heavens my drama teacher isn't here. Look, could we leave it for a second and come back to it? I could do you my piece of Shakespeare.
No, that's quite all right. I realise it must be very...
Well, it is very difficult if you haven't any real motivation, you see. If it's...
Yes, please, don't worry at all.
So... You want me to walk about with my hair down, laughing in a long dress? Any other requirements? I mean, what's it all for? Are we selling something?
Please, sit down.
Thank you.
Just a moment. I want to show you something. Now, where is that greenway?
Lovely orange. Lovely glass of orange.
Mr. Watkins!
Hello?
It's back again.
There we are. Doesn't that look lovely? Doesn't that look good?
Oh, yes. Lovely, lovely empty plate. Upside down.
There, there, there.
Oh, what are you doing?
There, there,
ah,
there.
No, 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 no. Don't.
There, there, there.
Don't leave my hair alone, please.
There, there, there.
No, don't you start that.
There,
Mr.
There,
Watkins!
There, there, there.
Please.
Oh, yes.
There,
sorry,
there.
Yeah. She's only putting a bow in your
there,
hair.
There, there, there.
It's all right. You're perfectly safe.
There,
no,
there,
stop.
There. Stopped, man.
She's still registering you as a child, that's all. We'll re-register you and then she won't bother you.
Oh, anything. I mean, I know my hair like this makes me look younger, but this is ridiculous.
Could you just stand facing her so she can scan you?
Like this?
A bit closer, would you mind?
I don't like the way it's looking at me.
That's just your imagination. She's not thinking of anything. She's actually on standby.
Yeah, I think I've acted with one or two people like this.
Nan, register.
Register, Nan.
Not child. Not child.
Not child. Registered, Nan.
There we are.
Is that it?
Yep. She's now recorded you as an adult. Well, rather as a non-child. So she shouldn't bother you at all.
I'm not wearing this bow. Was it designed to look after children?
Yes. Well, technically, narrower than that, to look after a child. It was felt that the programming got too complex to deal with several children. So it was designed to deal with just one individual. Then that was it. It shut down automatically and you had to give it a whole new factory program. It was a safety measure to prevent one being reused, you see, on a mismatched child. Well, so this man was telling me.
This would be the man down the hall.
Yeah, that's right.
Why did he give it to you?
Well, he was a designer for the firm that made them, but they went bankrupt and he moved away. He really only left me this for spares. I got it working again myself. Just my own amusement, really.
But how can it still work? I mean, I thought you said they shut down once they...
Yeah, they do. I don't think this one's ever been matched to a child, though. She's a prototype.
You mean that's why she thought I was...
Yeah. She lives in hope. Don't you, Nan?
I'll do the beds now. Time to do the beds. I'll do the beds now. I'll do the beds now. Time to do the beds.
Random programming. If you don't tell her what to do, after a time, she just selects something from her memory.
Seems quite sad, in a way. Wandering about, looking for a child to look after. Unfulfilled, almost. Insofar as a machine can be unfulfilled, of course.
Well...
But one mustn't empathise with machines, must one? They say that's fatal. Mind you, I do that all the time. Shout and scream at my washing machine. Oh, there! That was quite a good laugh, wasn't it? Now, why did the firm go bankrupt? I'd have thought they'd have sold like hotcakes. What happened?
Well, they were very expensive, and, well, there were teething problems.
Were there?
I think the biggest mistake they made was to make a machine so sophisticated and then give it too small a function. I mean, I think a machine that complex needed more than just a child to look after. Otherwise, there's bound to be stress.
Possibly. You mean a machine with a certain sized brain can actually have too little to do?
Too little to think about.
Huh. That's quite a theory.
That's why I tried for a time to...
Do what?
Give her some other thoughts. Feed in other memories. Particularly with her having no child, I thought it.
And did it help?
I don't know that it did, really. Still, it was worth a try.
Did you say you were a composer?
Right.
What sort of music do you compose?
All sorts.
Well, I mean, is it, you know, popular sort of music?
Not very, no.
No, you know what I mean, as opposed to classical music.
I don't write classical music either. I need to have been dead several hundred years.
Well, what do you write?
I write modern music.
Would I have heard any? Only it'd be nice to tell people when I get home. That's if I get home. I met the Mr. Watkins.
Jerome.
Jerome, right. The Jerome. Do call me Zoe.
Tell your friends that if they remember those baby powder commercials they showed 2 or 3 years ago, 10 times a night, every night, for about 8 months, that you met the man who wrote that music and wish to God he hadn't.
What, you mean the one with the singing babies?
Mm-hmm.
All those sweet little singing babies. Oh, but that was absolutely brilliant. Did you do the music for that? But that was absolutely fantastic. It was wonderful. It was so clever. It was completely and utterly brilliant. You're an absolute genius.
Thank you.
Oh, I wish they'd bring that back. It was so good. It's brilliant. Oh, gosh, I'm very impressed. What else have you written?
About 300 other pieces.
Any more with singing babies?
No, no. No more singing babies.
What else?
Three pieces for string quartet, an unaccompanied cello sonata, several pieces for piano.
No, I don't know any of those. Tell me, I bet everybody asks you this. How did you get all those babies singing in tune?
What?
Or is that a closely guarded secret?
Yes, I'm afraid it's very closely guarded.
Oh, well, brilliant anyway.
Would you describe yourself as an intelligent person?
Me?
Yeah.
Heavens, I don't know. As an actress friend of mine used to say, it depends on the script, dear.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
It's an intellectual role, this, then, is it?
No, just reasonably intelligent. I was just wondering.
Oh, I can come over as pretty clever, you know. I did Arkadina in The Seagull. Do you know it?
No.
Chekhov. I mean, she's often played as quite stupid, but I don't think she is. Of course, I was much too young for her. And I played the wife in See How They Run. She's no fool either. God, this keyboard is cool. Diddly 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 dum. This way you compose.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant. How does it work?
It triggers samples on my DAAW.
Your what?
My digital analog audio workstation.
Oh, ha.
I use various software to create, record and generate samples of oral sounds.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, hey. Diddly diddly diddly.
Oh, please don't touch anything, please.
Oh. No, no, no. Sorry. Promise. Oof, what on earth is it doing?
Oh, she's just carrying sheets around. She'll do that for hours. It keeps her happy.
Oof. Are you still deciding?
Yes.
Okay. Don't mind me. Can't go anywhere anyway. On this desk, what do bedroom one, bedroom two and bathroom mean?
Just an experiment.
Something you were composing?
That's right.
A bathroom suite.
Very good. Very good.
That was pretty good for me. I very rarely make jokes.
Jokes?
Just then, I made a joke. Didn't you? Oh, God. You meant the laugh. You liked the laugh.
Very good. Excellent. Let me just show you something. On the screen. Play.
Hello, Daddy. This is Jane. I'm just calling to say thank you very much for all my presents. They were all really live. Especially the HD Plus voucher, which I'm going to spend on the new Jamie Butterscotch. And one by the grind. Mummy gave me a long dress, which is really live. It's yellow and grey, and Granny and Grandpa gave me some live jewellery to go with it. I'm going to wear that tonight because we're going out to dinner to Del something, I can't remember. I wish you were coming, Daddy. And I miss you very much. And I hope to see you soon. Bye! Love from Jane. Oh, and see this cross I'm doing in the air? That's a kiss. Mwah. Bye, Daddy.
Stop. Well?
That's your daughter?
Yes.
Lovely.
Thank you.
I couldn't play her.
Oh, no.
You don't want that?
No.
Oh, good. How old is she?
Jane, she'll be 13.
13? She looks quite young for her age.
Oh, that was recorded some time ago.
Ah, I see.
That was probably the last occasion I was permitted to see her.
Oh, really?
Her mother, my wife, wouldn't let her phone me after that. She wouldn't let me visit her. She wouldn't let Jane visit me.
Why not?
Why not? Because my wife is a selfish, vindictive, unforgiving bitch.
Oh, I see. Do you want me to play her, then?
No, I don't want you to play her.
No, right, sorry, sorry. Oh, here she is again. I think I'd better go and give her a hand in a minute. It's a nice name, Jane. Jane Eyre. We did that one. I played the mad Mrs. Rochester behind the panelling. Not much of a part. I should have played Jane, really. I'd have been really good.
G-E-A-I-N.
Sorry?
Ours is spelt G-E-A-I-N. At her mother's insistence.
How unusual. What is it? Gaelic?
No, just pretentious.
I'd love to have children of my own. Well, for about 20 minutes, anyway. Sometimes I think, wouldn't it be lovely, dear, them rushing about the flat, laughing and yelling? And then at about 6 in the morning, I think, no, it wouldn't at all. I can't think of anything worse. But I suppose with the right man, someone who'd share them, do all the cleaning up, possibly they'd be everything I ever wanted. But I doubt it. I suppose you're either maternal or you aren't. I know which I am.
All right. We'll give it a try. The proposition is this. I want you to live here with me for 24 hours as my loving, caring companion.
No, listen, I thought we'd been through all that.
In just about a week's time, my wife and my daughter, together with some petty official from the social services, are coming here to this flat for the first time in 4 years. And between them, my wife and this official will decide whether or not they consider this a fit place, and more important, whether they consider me a fit person for her to spend time with in the future. On their one visit, everything rests. If I fail to meet their high standards of homeliness and hygiene, then it's unlikely I shall be allowed to see my daughter again.
Well, unless you visit her.
Visit her? She lives with my wife. How can I visit there? The woman loathes the sight of me.
Well, she's coming here, though.
She's coming here to make damn sure she prevents any future visit by Jane. I told you, Corinna is a very vindictive, unforgiving woman.
Unforgiving of what?
Unforgiving of just, well, anything you care to mention.
So you need to present them with a solid domestic front.
I want to present them with a relationship that's so perfect that not only can she not find fault with it, but it doubles her up with jealousy. It leaves her eating her heart out with envy and frustration.
Yes. If you don't mind my saying so, it's beginning to sound a wee bit vindictive on both sides.
I have cause. I have cause to be vindictive.
Oh, yes.
She's not the one who's been forbidden to see her own daughter. Denied all those precious moments watching her child grow up. She's not the one who's been left to live alone in an empty flat, unable to work, unable to write a single note of music for 4 years. 4 years?
Yes.
Nothing?
No.
Do you want this job or don't you?
Yes, yes.
Because if you don't, I can quite easily...
No, I do. I want it very much. I do, honestly. Please, please, please.
God, you bloody women. You don't half stick together, don't you?
Not really. Don't be...
What? Don't be what?
I think I could be the perfect female companion. For 24 hours, anyway. I think I could do that. Hello! Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, I don't want anything too...
No, well, I'll work on it. Do you think I should wear glasses? Do you think it's a glasses part?
No, I don't.
No, still, I'll need something. Shall I give her a deep voice, like this?
No, please, just your normal voice. Just be your normal self, please.
OK, I could do the limp like that thing out there. Clank, clunk. No, only joking. Well, OK, I accept.
Good.
Actually, it's quite handy me being stuck here. I mean, it gives me a chance to research, you know. Talk to you. Find out what constitutes your perfect mate.
So long as we convince them.
Oh, yes. Only it helps if I don't pour you a large scotch when you're a teetotaler. Those sort of things tend to give the game away. Talking of food and drink, would it sound awful? Only I did start out very early this morning, and my ex-boyfriend had polished off the muesli.
Oh, yes, certainly. I'll see what we have. I've just stocked up. There's quite a bit of frozen stuff.
No, let me start getting into the role. Little woman in kitchen. Oh, where's the thing?
In the bedroom.
OK, watch this then. A startling character transformation. I'm sorry, I am not going in there. My God, what have you been doing?
What?
It's disgusting out there. It's revolting. It's swimming in... It's your ghastly machine. It must be.
She does spill things.
Spill things? She's tipped whole piles of festering food all over everything. Oh, it's a miracle you're alive. I tell you, that machine is...
All right, I'll do it.
I'm not eating anything from there.
It's instant stuff. It's sealed. I'll just put it in the oven.
We'll make sure we open it in here.
Whatever you say. I'll see to it. You stay in here.
Well, let's try it. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely lost track of the time. It's typical. What's that? Just a tick, darling. I'm coming, darling. Oh, hello. I was just... Don't stare at me.
Oh, mind your own business anyway, you thing.
Leave that, we'll go on to answer.
Hiya, Jerry. It's Lupus. Seem to have got the old scream machine again. But on the off chance you're there, here I am. Calling on my final life raft. My only friend, my single ray of hope in the dark, endless tunnel some of us laughingly refer to as life. Afraid it's down to you, Jerry. You stand between one man and the end of his tether. His final straw. His last burning bridge.
Do you want breast of grouse en croûte or gourmet chicken with almonds and wild strawberry sauce?
Grouse.
There is sliced beef and clam sauce.
The grouse.
It can't get any worse, really.
Okay, I think I'll try this chicken.
Oh, and there's...
There's an extraordinary man on your phone sitting in the middle of a drum kit in desperate state.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
It takes 20 seconds. Can you wait?
Well, you may have gathered that my wife has gone. Oh. My son's gone, our furniture's gone, everything. But for the last time, Jerry, whoever she's with this time, she can stay with him. I'm not letting her back in, not this time. She chose to leave, by the way, whilst I went for a job, which incidentally I never got. The dynamic geriatric Finchley tea dance trio decided they could manage without me. Their Arts Council grant came through and they celebrated by buying a drum machine. So here I am, sitting amongst this load of obsolete gear. Nobody won. Why hear the real thing when you can hear a sample digital mock-up?
Here we are. Look out, they're hot.
Sorry, I'll...
Oh, you might like to hear it, Jerry.
There's this extraordinary man on your screen.
Oh,
is
yeah.
he all right?
Yes, he's fine. He's always like that. Oh, for God's sakes, Lupus. I'll mute him. Mute. Hang on, I'll get some cutlery. I'll wash it first. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think I'd feel happier if you could boil everything before I touch it, please.
Making ourselves comfortable, are we, Deborah?
What?
I know what you're after, dear, and you're not going to have him. If you want Jerome, the only way you're going to get him is over my dead body, you calculating little trollop.
I beg your pardon.
You'd better watch your step, Deborah, darling, or one of these nights you're going to wake up with your throat cut. I know what you're after, dear.
Here we are. Knives and forks.
Oh.
You okay?
Yes. It was hot.
Good. Go ahead. Do start before it gets rusty.
Not bad.
Hot enough?
Perfect. How long were you married to Corinna?
11 years.
God, lifetime. Must have felt very strange splitting up.
Yes.
I mean, even if you loathed the sight of each other.
Yes.
Was she a musician?
Corinna? No, she was my bank manager. Till I moved my account.
Would you ever consider going back to her?
Look, what the hell is this? A census?
I just want to know. I need to know. Why did your wife leave you?
I don't think that's any of your damn business.
Oh, terrific. Forget it. I'll make it all up. Just don't blame me when it turns out that I don't know vital facts about you that I should know.
I just don't see that you need
to... Look, if it transpires that your wife left you because for 11 years, or whatever it was, you drove her absolutely mad, whistling in the nude at breakfast time, then that's something I ought to know. Because it might just crop up in conversation between the two of us. Darling, doesn't he drive you mad the way he whistles in the nude at breakfast? No, not at all, dear. I love it. I find it totally refreshing.
All right. My wife left me because... She claimed I drove her mad.
What, whistling in the nude at breakfast time? Sorry.
She wasn't, in the end, prepared to live with a creative person. That's what it boiled down to. She wasn't prepared to fit in with the lifestyle of a creative entity, such as myself. That's all. I'm not saying she was a selfish woman, nor am I saying she was a woman who refused to adapt, or even begin to understand the pressures that a creative person can undergo. I'm not saying that about her. After all, why should she? She's just a bloody bank manager.
No. And you probably didn't understand a lot about banking, did you?
What's that got to do with it?
Nothing.
Still, I'm sure she'll make some chief clerk a very good wife.
I'd love to hear some of your music. Could I, possibly?
Yes, perhaps sometime. As I say, I haven't written anything for ages.
Since they left?
Nearly.
4 years, heavens. You really did need them, then, in some ways. Well, your muse did.
Jane. I needed Jane. I need her back more than anything in the world.
Well, I'll do my best for you. Did she inspire your singing babies? I bet she did.
First sounds, yes. I recorded her over several days.
You mean it was actually her? Actually Jane you used?
Yes. That was the first occasion I started using purely natural sounds, sampling and treating them. It took months.
Fancy. And all that for what? 30 seconds?
30 seconds. It was a 45-minute piece originally.
Oh, I see. There's more.
Much, much, much more.
You can't write at all, then? No ideas?
I know what I want to write, but I don't know how to do it.
What?
I know what it's going to be. I mean, what I want to say, it's how to say it. I haven't got the sound. I haven't heard it. 3 years and I'm still waiting to hear the sound.
What do you want to say?
I want to say love. Really.
Love?
Yeah.
I see. What sort of love?
Just generally love, you know?
No, I'm not sure I've really...
Love! You've heard of love, I presume?
Yes, yes, sorry, only you're not putting it awfully well.
Of course I'm not putting it awfully well. If I could put it awfully well, there wouldn't be a problem. I want to express the feeling of love in an abstract musical form. In such a way that anyone who hears it, anyone, no matter what language they speak, no matter what creed or colour, they will recognise it and respond to it and relate it to their own feelings of love that they have or they've experienced at some time, so they say, yes, my God, that's it. That's what it is. And maybe, who knows, consequently, there might be a bit more of it.
How wonderful. Must have been a bit like this, sitting with Beethoven.
I doubt it.
Well, that's how I imagine it, anyway.
I don't think Beethoven sat down all that much. He used to stamp about the place shouting.
There you are, then. You're both terribly similar. Oh, it must be just so awful for you, having all those ideas and not being able to express them. Poor you. I mean, I know sort of how you feel. I get that way if I'm just writing a letter. I want to say something really, I don't know, heartfelt to someone, and it all comes out like the inside of some awful Christmas card. Happy tidings, boyfriend dear, at this joyous time of year, when what you mean to say is, I love you incredibly much, and I'd do just about everything I could in the world to make you happy, and I just want to be with you and stay close to you forever and ever and ever. And you try and write that down so it makes sense, and what do you get? Happy tidings, boyfriend dear. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Are you having second thoughts?
No. Third thoughts.
Oh. What are those?
I was just thinking, you're a very nice person, really. Only saying it like that, I think I sound rather like one of your Christmas cards.
I think I'll sing my song for you now, if you don't mind.
Really?
Well, it's either that or my Shakespeare. I don't think Queen Margaret would go down frightfully well after chicken and strawberries. It's all right, it's quite short. You're not... Hang on. Right, here we go. You're not my first love. It would only be a lie if I pretended. In the past there have been others who have slipped between these covers. But I promise, though you're far too late in life to be my first love, you'll be my last love. I swear to you, you're gonna be my last love.
Well, has this great accompaniment.
Da 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 da.
You taste of wild strawberries.
You taste of grouse. Do you want any more?
More?
Food?
No.
Any more anything of anything?
Yes, please.
Well, shall we... what would you prefer to do? I mean, would you like to hear or...
I don't mind. Here's fine if you...
Well, there's the bedroom. I mean, that might be...
Sure, that's fine. Will she have made the bed by now, do you think?
Oh, no, that's no problem. Those sheets were just for her to...
Well, fine. Shall we go in there?
Yeah, yes, yes.
You want to?
Oh, yes, you bet.
I mean, we don't have to if...
No, you... no, no. Useful research, whatever else.
Oh, I wasn't... just for that.
No, 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 I was joking.
I mean, I really want to. I don't, if I don't want to. I don't do that sort of thing.
No, I'm sure, nor do I.
Good. Well, shall we?
Why not? She's okay.
Oh, I wonder, would you think it awful of me if I asked you to switch it off?
Switch her off?
Well, just while we're in...
It's not very good for her to keep switching her on and off, you see.
No, no, I'm sure. It's just if it did happen to come in while we were... I think I'd probably scream or something.
Well, I could disengage her. That would put her on standby. I'd disconnect her movement functions, but leave her brain working.
Yes, fine. That sounds fine. I wouldn't want to damage her.
Nan, here.
Coming, Nan.
Did that face come with it? I mean, is that how it came out of the factory?
No, I tinkered around with it. You can easily remould it. You just heat it first with a hairdryer.
Well, I think you could have chosen a better face. It looks like Mrs. Danvers.
Nan, sit.
Sitting, Nan.
Nan, function command, Jerome, disengage.
Disengaged.
Nan, walk. Nan, walk. There you are, you see? Disengaged. Can't move at all.
No. Good.
Oh, I'll just check things are off. Bedroom one record.
Oh!
What is it?
She just moved her head.
Well, yes, she can still move her head. That's all right, isn't it?
Yes, I just wasn't expecting it. Well...
After you.
Thank you. You still want to do this, don't you?
Oh, yes. You bet. Rather...
If you don't, I shan't be hurt.
Oh, I do. I do. Do you?
Oh, yes. You bet.
Deborah. 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 Deborah.
Good morning! Cool headphones!
What? Oh! Sorry, good morning.
How long have you been up?
I've
slept for hours.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Mrs. Danvers is up bright and early, I hear.
Well, she's got a busy day ahead.
I'm glad she didn't bring me early morning tea.
She's been known to. It's not an experience worth repeating. Oh, by the way, we had a visit from Rita. The daughters have agreed your fine, £1,000.
£1,000?
It was either that or 50 lashes. I said you prefer the fine.
Well, the Blaise Gillespie agency is footing the bill for that, I can tell you. They should have warned me.
You'll need this. It's your pass card to get you back to the railway station.
This is to... certify. I, the undersigned, have paid my debt to society. Oh, really?
Yeah. You have to sign it, too. Don't lose it.
Yeah, I'd be a lot more impressed if they could spell certify.
I'll come with you. See you off. If you'd like me to. Do you want anything? Tea or anything?
No. I must get dressed. I need to be back by midday. I've got an audition. It's a new musical. Set in a women's prison. Hooray for Holloway. Well, that's what everyone's calling it anyway. I think I'll do my song for them. What do you think?
Sure, why not? I don't know what to say, really.
I
was wondering whether you'd like me to come back again. I mean, sooner than, like, this evening or tomorrow. We've still got a lot to discuss, haven't we, if we're going to get everything right for this meeting with your wife and your daughter. I mean, I'm not trying to push, just as you like. What do you say? I don't mind, only do say something, please. Is that a yes?
Is that what you'd like?
Yes.
Then that's what I'd like.
Good. Just one thing.
What?
Who the hell is Deborah?
Who?
Deborah, who is she?
No idea at all, never heard of her.
Well, somebody has, that's all I can say. Mrs. Danvers keeps muttering her name at me every time she passes.
Oh, I can't think why she'd do that.
No, right. I must just remind her of something she used to know. Her old pal, Debbie the Deep Freezer, perhaps. last night, was that the first time you hadn't made love to anyone for some time, had you?
3 years.
Well, you'll soon get the hang of it again, I'm sure. So I will get dressed, okay?
Yep.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
What were you doing when I came in? You weren't composing something, were you?
Well, not really. I, well, here's a bit. Play.
Is that me?
Yeah.
That was me.
That's right.
When did you do that?
While you were asleep.
No, but when did you record me? Yesterday.
That's right.
You secretly recorded my laugh, my awful laugh.
It's a very nice laugh.
Watch it. I shall demand repeat fees. It's very good.
Thank you. It's a sketch at the moment.
It's terribly clever. It's all done with this computer.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant computer. Oh. I'll tell you something. Do you think when it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it wouldn't be better if it went da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Do you think?
How do you mean?
Like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It doesn't go da 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 da.
Well, I know it doesn't. It goes da 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 da.
No, it doesn't go da 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 da. It goes da 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 da.
Well, da 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 then. I still think it'd be better if it went da 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 da.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
It wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't go that way. That's not the way it goes.
Well, I know it doesn't. I'm saying perhaps it should.
No, it shouldn't. It goes the way it goes because it goes that way.
Well, but why? Why does it, necessarily?
Because that's the way it goes, that's why. Because I wrote it that way and I'm the one that matters.
Oh, right! Yes! There's no need to shout at me. I'm not your machine, you know.
At least she doesn't try and rewrite my music for me.
I'm sorry. I thought you might like a suggestion. Obviously you don't. It's fine. Obviously you think that's perfect. It's fine. You're the expert.
Right.
What's she doing?
It's her day to mop the hall.
What, with a mop handle with no mop on it? Oh, good. I'm sure that floor could really do with a good scrape. Is that all you've written, then?
No.
Oh?
I started a second sketch.
Good. Well, let's hear it, then. I won't say a word. I won't say a word, I promise.
It's not finished. Play.
Oh,
yeah. Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
You recorded that while we were...
Yeah.
I don't believe it. You mean, while we were making love, you just calmly leant out of bed and switched on a recorder?
No.
No wonder you didn't seem to have your mind on the job.
Of course I didn't.
Then how else did you do it?
I didn't switch it on specially. They're on all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
What, you mean like now?
Yes, all the time.
Everywhere, and everywhere.
I keep saying yes.
Oh, you're sick. You're diseased. You're perverted.
That's the way I work. That's how I work.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not the way I work. You switch that thing off right now or I'm leaving.
I can't switch it off. Look, it has to be on, don't you see? What's recorded here is what I use later. Some of it, not all of it, obviously.
Well, then you can just record parts.
How do I know which parts to record? Jesus.
Well, I can tell you the parts you are not going to record. You are not recording me making love, me having a bath, me in the loo. That's three for a start. My God! Did you do this sort of thing to your wife? To your daughter?
Yeah.
God, didn't they mind? Well, yes, of course they minded. They walked out on you. What about Deborah? What does she have to say?
For the 10th time, I don't know any Deborah.
Well, somebody evidently does. I'm going to get dressed. Why don't you ask old Mrs. Danvers about her?
I know what you're after, dear. And you're not going to have him. If you want to roam, the only way you're going
Nan,
to get...
Nan, stop.
It... Stop, Nan.
Fade up, bedroom one.
I've never known anything so sick in my life. It's disgusting. I mean, there is such a thing as basic privacy. Just to record someone without even... I mean, recording us when we were... If you're recording this now, Jerome, which I presume you must be, when you play this back, I want you to know that you are a sick, twisted voyeur, or whatever the listening equivalent is. An auditor, a listening Tom. Oh.
Head down.
I was just saying, you're a listening Tom.
I don't know why you're suddenly behaving like this.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Jerome, but you're going to be very hard-pressed, even today, to find any woman prepared to have an affair when she runs the risk of having the thing released later in stereo. Goodbye.
Don't forget your pass,
what?
Will you?
Oh, God, I'm so upset. You have no idea. I really cared, you know. Oh, it was only supposed to be a job, but I actually genuinely cared about you. And your wife, and your daughter, and your music. And now it's all been betrayed.
I don't see what difference it makes.
You can't see that there are things that people say and do with each other that they don't want other people to hear. And if they think that other people are going to be listening, then they just don't say them anymore.
But as an artist, my work entirely depends on the fact that I do repeat
those
things.
Oh, well, then pardon the language, but bugger your work. There are some things more important.
Like what?
Like me, for one. I am considerably more important than your bloody music. Pardon the language, I'm sorry.
Why? What makes you so bloody important?
Because I'm a bloody human being, that's why. And if you can't see that, I'm sorry for you. I really am. Jerome, I know you don't like people giving you advice, but if you're still thinking of writing your piece about love, really, I should forget it.
Thank you so much. I'll bear that in mind.
I mean it, Jerome. Love. How could you ever possibly, ever, in a million years, conceivably describe something you can't even recognise? And if you don't believe me, ask her, your machine. Even she knows more about it than you do.
I'm going to clean in here today. Don't get under my feet.
Wait a minute. Replay.
Like me, for one. I am considerably more important than your bloody music. Pardon the language. But if you're still thinking of writing your piece about love, really, I should forget it.
Thank you so much. I'll bear that in mind.
I mean it, Jerome. Love. How could you ever possibly...
Pause. Manual control.
Love. How could you... Love. 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 Love.
Stop. No. Never in a million years. No truth. No sincerity. Nothing. Oh, God, not him.
Mr. Watkins, this is Mervyn Bickerdyke from the Department of Child Wellbeing. Calling yet again regarding a proposed meeting. This can't go on, Mr. Watkins. It really can't. The time is 9:03. Please, please... Call me.
Mr. Bickerdyke, I would call you with pleasure, only what would be the point?
My number is, as ever, on screen. Thank you.
I'm going to clean in here today. Don't get under my feet.
Nan, give it a rest, please.
Think I'll have a little rest.
What do you know about love, then, you pile of old junk? Nan, copy.
Copying.
Love.
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 No. Love.
No. Love.
Useless.
Useless.
Random replay.
It's a nice name, Jane. Jane Eyre. We did that one. I played the mad Mrs. Rochester behind the panelling. Not much of a part. I should have played Jane, really. I'd have been really good.
Stop.
Random replay. Nice name, Jane. Jane Eyre. We did that one. I played the Mad Mrs. Rochester behind the panelling. Not much of a part. I should have played Jane, really. I'd have been really good. Stop.
Eh?
Eh?
Ah!
Ah!
Right, let's get your wig off.
Right, let's get your wig off.
Now, screwdriver. What the hell? It's worth a try, that's what I say.
Now, screwdriver. What the hell? It's worth a try, that's what I say.
Jerry, old mate. I thought I'd roll into view, see how things were. I take it you're out or busy or something. I'm calling from the Blue Cocker too. Thought I might look up one or two of the old gang. Only there doesn't seem to be anyone here tonight. Bit of a heavy mob round the bar. I hope this phone's working okay. I'm not... Is that any better? Anyway, I'm down here if you feel like a jar. Since I finally lost Deborah, I've been... Oh, hey, keep it down, fellas. Please. Since I finally lost Deborah, I've been pretty near to, well, anyway. Since Deborah finally decided to go, I've been on the verge of playing the last ball, so I can tell you...
Hey, mate, got to mute you. Mute you, bagger. Okay, check teacups, coffee table, lay, everything neat and tidy. Big effort. Suitable home for Jane, we hope. Right. Nan, makeover. Testing. Darling.
Hello, darling.
Darling, what are you doing?
I'm just finishing off in the kitchen, darling.
Darling, come on in, they've arrived.
Right you are, darling, just a tick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely lost track of the time. Typical.
Good. Good girl. Nice plate of sandwiches. The right way up. Good girl. Darling, will you fetch the tea or shall I?
I'll fetch the tea, darling. Excuse me.
Looking good. Touch of the Southern Belle, perhaps, but rather gorgeous. Nothing I can do with that leg, though. Still a touch one-sided.
Just coming, everyone. Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Oh, for God's sakes, darling!
Yes, darling?
Darling, come here, you scrap heap.
Coming, darling.
Darling, sit down.
Sitting down, darling.
They're going to be here in a minute, you useless heap. Darling, disengage. Sorry, I've got to get under here to adjust... Sorry to switch you off, but I'm not getting 100 volts through me again. Yes, I keep adjusting this balance control, but it's such fine tuning. I think it's this leg of yours. You keep shaking your works about. Darling, engage.
Reconnected. Operational 78.7. We are 21.26% unstable, are within 3.74% off shutdown.
Right. Coming out from under... Don't you dare shut down on me, not now. Darling, walk about.
Yes, darling.
Oh, that's better, that's better. All right, try a kiss. Precious.
Mwah.
Ha ha. Good. Precious.
Mwah.
Good. Now another laugh. Ha ha. Okay, now head turns. Zoe. Good. Good head turn. Now from the other side. Zoe. Good. It works, darling. It works.
It works, darling.
Nan, still. I mean, darling, still.
Still, darling.
Let me straighten your wig. Yeah? I don't think I've got your mouth right even now. Let me just remold there. Oh, here we go then. Darling, kitchen.
Yes, darling.
No, no, wait. Darling, here.
Coming, darling.
Look at screen, darling.
Yes, darling.
Now study these two people. Darling, register.
Register, darling.
Not child. Not child.
Not child. Registered, Nan.
Good. Darling, kitchen.
Kitchen, darling.
Oh, darling, take the plate.
I'll take the plate, darling.
Jerry,
extra room. Come on, open the door, please.
Here we go, those warm, vibrant tones.
Jerome, for heaven's sake.
Push the door, push it.
Mr. Watkins.
Jerome!
Push the bloody thing. Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, thank you so much.
Come in then, come in.
How do you do, Mr. Watkins? Mervyn Bickerdyke of Child Wellbeing.
Yes, come on. Let's get out of this hideous hall first.
I can't help it. There's a fault with the door.
There was a fault with the door when I left.
Probably because you slammed it so hard when you went.
Hello, Mr. Watkins.
If I slammed it, I had very just cause.
Where's Jane?
If anyone had reason to slam a door...
Mr. Watkins, I think I ought to introduce myself.
Where the hell's Jane?
Jane is coming.
What have you done with her?
She is coming.
When? Because there's to be no meeting without Jane.
Mr. Watkins, if I could just nudge my way in a moment to introduce myself.
Jane went on in the car to buy something. She'll be here in a minute. Anyway, we need to talk without her first.
You left that child out there in a car on her own?
Jerome, don't be ridiculous. She's not on her own. It is an armor-plated limousine which cost a fortune to hire. But since that's the only way we could guarantee to get to this place these days, she has the driver with her and a man riding, whatever it's called, riding sidegun.
Shotgun.
Shotgun. Thank you, Mr. Bickerdyke. Besides which, she is 13 years old and quite capable of looking after herself.
I would endorse that, Mr. Watkins.
I'm not agreeing anything without Jane having the chance to say what she feels.
I've no doubt she will, don't worry.
Look, I'm going to nip right in there for a second just to say...
Say, this place is looking remarkably tidy. You must have been scrubbing at it for weeks.
Well, we wouldn't want you picking up any nasty germs whilst you were visiting us, would we?
Us?
What? Oh, dear, oh heavens! Oh, how could I have forgotten? You haven't met Zoe, have you?
Zoe?
Zoe.
Who or what is Zoe?
Zoe is my fiancé.
Fiancé?
Yes.
Oh, many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you say fiancé?
Yes.
I don't believe it. This is a joke. This is an obscene, grotesque joke. A fiancé?
Before you meet her, dearest, could I ask you, please? She is very sweet, rather shy, and a little unused to strangers. So, please, don't try and be clever with her or embarrass her with awkward questions, because she couldn't cope with that, all right? Would that be remotely possible, do you think?
I don't believe any of this. Not one word.
Well, darling!
Hello, darling.
My God.
Darling, what are you doing?
I'm just finishing off in here, darling.
Darling, come on in. They've arrived.
Right you are, darling. Just a tea.
Well, this certainly does alter things, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely lost track of the time. Typical.
Darling, this is Corinna.
Hello, Corinna. I've heard so much about you.
Have you?
Well, now, I'm sure we'd all like some tea, wouldn't we? Darling, will you fetch the tea or shall I?
I'll fetch the tea, darling. Excuse me.
Hello. May I just say hello?
Are you telling me that she's living here voluntarily?
Of course she is. We're engaged.
Living with you?
Why not?
But she's...
Very much so. Congratulations again.
Where did you meet her?
She's an actress.
Really?
A classical actress.
Classical?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Darling, the tea...
I'll fetch the tea, darling. Excuse me.
Excuse me. I'll just make sure.
I think she's wearing one of my old dresses.
Oh, yes.
She's certainly made herself at home here.
Darling tea. Darling tea.
Darling tea. Darling tea.
What the hell?
Just lending her a hand. Please sit down.
Does she need any help?
No, no. Ah, here she is with the tea.
Do sit down, everyone.
Oh, sorry, I...
Nice pot of tea.
Oh, super clever little cuddles.
And some homemade cakes.
Homemade cakes? Wonderful, oh, wonderful. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum.
You made these yourself?
Yes, she did, didn't you, darling? You made these yourself.
I made them myself, darling. Tea, everyone.
Whoops, I'll take it. I'll pour the tea. You relax. You've been at it all day. Precious.
Mwah.
Oh, come on, not in front of everyone.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, she's been at it all day, slaving away in that kitchen. Then she was up at dawn, scouring the place from top to bottom. She never stops all day. Now, do we want milk or lemon? Darling, you won't have anything, I take it.
I won't have anything, I take it.
Eats nothing at all. Fierce diet.
Doesn't look as if she needs to bother.
Oh, she doesn't. Wonderful metabolism. Milk?
Lemon.
I'll have milk, thank you. But could I just stick a foot in the door here, just to take this opportunity to say hello formally? I'm Mervyn Bickerdyke, child well-being, of course. I spoke to you on the phone, Mr. Watkins, eventually.
Yes, so you did. Sandwich?
Oh, thank you. Seeing as they were made with your own fair hands, Zoe?
Give me a sandwich.
I'm sorry, after you. After you. We were hearing, Zoe, that you were an actress.
Classical, is that right?
That's right, isn't it, darling? You're a classical actress, aren't you, little Blossom?
Oh, yes. Arkadina in Chekhov and Queen Margaret in See How They Run.
Really?
That was the Royal Shakespeare production, of course.
Of course. Now, to the reason we've all met. Oh. Would you excuse me? Just got a digitext. I'll deal with that through there. Thank you very much.
Well, I have to confess, Jerome, that I am simply amazed. I didn't think anyone could do it, Zoe. Make a civilized animal out of this man.
I'm putty in her hands, darling, aren't I, precious?
Aren't you precious?
Mwah. Don't think I don't know why you're doing this, both of you. Trying to impress that limp lettuce out there. God, he's wet. 3 hours we were in that car with him bleating away. That's when his bleeper wasn't going. He was either bleeping or chiming or bleating, like a radio-controlled sheep. God, I despair of men these days. They're all so lank and dank.
My ex-wife, airing her views in general.
Well, ask Zoe. I bet she feels the same. Zoe, outside of this very special little love nest, this haven of domestic fervour, don't you find most men these days utterly spineless and flaccid? I mean, that's just talking to them. I'm not even talking about bed. Don't you agree, Zoe? Yes, she does. She's just being loyal, poor thing.
She knows when to keep quiet, don't you, Zoe?
She'd need to, living with you. Yes, you're a deep one, aren't you, Zoe? Quite a lot going on in there, I imagine.
You bet.
Sorry, never far away from the office when you've got one of these. Right, where were we? Oh, yes, young Jane.
Look, if we're going to start talking, I think Zoe would rather get on with other things.
Oh, surely not.
Well, she was saying earlier she felt she'd feel a bit in the way, and she does have some work to get on with. Darling, if you want to go and study now...
I want to go and study now, darling.
No, no, this is ridiculous. She must stay. Zoe! Jerome, tell her to come back at once. For heaven's sake, she needs to hear all this.
No, she really does need to do some work. She has a big audition tomorrow.
Really? What's that for?
For a musical.
Oh, does she sing as well?
Like an angel.
How else? Nonetheless, if she really is intending to live here with you, possibly even marry you, God help her, she ought to be in on the discussion.
It would be advisable.
Well, for a few minutes. Darling!
Hello, darling.
Darling, come back.
Right you are, darling. Just a tick.
She's coming.
May I take another sandwich?
Go ahead.
Has she hurt her leg?
What?
She appears to be limping.
Oh, she damaged it while she was rushing around dancing.
She dances as well?
No one to touch her.
I'm longing to see her fly.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome.
Darling,
welcome.
We want you to sit here with us.
Yes, darling.
Maybe we could persuade you to sing for us before we leave, Zoe?
I'm afraid not. She's saving the voice.
Oh, I see.
Professionals, they have to be very careful how often they sing.
Or even speak, apparently.
Well, I think we ought to make a start, then. The question we have to decide first regarding Jane is whether... I'm sorry. Please excuse me.
Oh, dear God.
Don't worry, I'll put them on to one of my smart pads. It's the office again. I'll put them onto a smart pad.
You have multiple smart pads on you as well?
If you turn him upside down, he also makes ice cream.
I've got a few happy daps about my person, yes. I have to admit it. Here we are. Plus all these chargers. Yes, smart pad, answer app. These, eh? Smart 2 and 3. Home, dedicated office. Oh, and GPS location finder 3D. If you're ever hopelessly lost. French, of course. And I've got this, excuse me, under my jacket. You see this whole crisscross of emergency wires? It's a personal alarm system. When reception is difficult, no Wi-Fi in some of these no-go areas. West German, naturally, a subsidiary of GLATS.
Oh, yes.
Any physical attack on my person, and this thing screams the place down.
Do you need a machine to do it for you?
Ah, but what if I was rendered unconscious? I couldn't scream at all, could I? Whereas this thing 2 kilometres radius, up to an hour, guaranteed, and it automatically phones the police.
And you certainly couldn't do that if you were unconscious, could you? Must take you ages getting dressed in the morning.
Maybe, but I can get undressed quick enough if called upon to do so. Don't you worry about that. Oh, you get it, eh, Zoe? Sorry, mustn't get me on these things. Fatal. My hobby, rather.
Have some more to eat.
Thank you.
Lovely homemade cakes, Zoe. Clever you. Very like those new deep-frozen ones you bake in the packet, but yours are twice as good.
Getting back to Jane, then, we... Ignore that. I'm on answer. Ignore it.
That's my phone.
Oh, is it? Well, yes, of course, that's your phone.
That woman laughs at anything.
She's got a sense of humour. That's why I love her, don't I, precious?
Oh, stop it, both of you.
Hey, Jerry, mate.
My God, it's not him.
I'll have to make this a quick one. It's me, Lupus. I'm still at the old cockatoo. Anyway, if you do get this message, don't bother coming down. It's got a bit rough here. Right, would you get off? Get off, you bastard. Apparently, this afternoon the club was booked by 200 members of the Radiohead Nostalgic Appreciation Society.
Excuse me?
I asked you, Jerry. Radiohead? Where have they been? I mean, really?
Sorry, mate. Mute.
Good old Lupus.
Do you need to call his lawyer or something? It looked quite serious.
No, he's all right. That's always happening to Lupus. There you are, you see, he's hung up.
It didn't look good to me. The man is a walking state of emergency. Is he still with that woman? With Deborah? Or is she off with somebody else's husband again?
I really wouldn't know. Look, let's...
Dear little Deborah, I wonder how she is these days. Heard anything from Deborah lately, have you, Zoe?
I don't think Zoe wants to talk about Deborah. And nor do I.
I'm sure you don't, but how do you know Zoe doesn't?
Because she doesn't.
Have you asked her? Ask her.
I think I quite like to hear about Deborah, from the sound of things.
Go on, ask her.
There isn't the faintest chance, is there, darling? You want to hear about Deborah.
I want to hear about Deborah, darling.
There you are. I told you she did. Of course she does. The Deborahs of this world need discussing. They need a constant airing. In her case, literally. Zoe needs to know. Forewarned is forearmed.
Look, come on, Corinna. Why drag that up again?
I think we might, in essence, be straying away from the basic issues here. Ignore that. Ignore that. That is me this time. That is definitely me.
Never mind, Zoe. Later, when we're alone, darling, I'll tell you all about Deborah.
You'll tell me all about Deborah, darling.
I think Zoe and I have a lot more in common than I thought.
I don't think Zoe has anything to say to you at all.
What's the matter? Frightened she might hear the truth?
Not at all.
That's a man's greatest nightmare, isn't it? All the women in his life getting together and talking about him. What's he like at breakfast, darling? What's he like in bed?
He'll soon get the hang of it again, I'm sure.
What did she say?
God, this girl's sense of humour is wicked sometimes. Wicked, isn't it, precious?
Mwah.
Yes.
I think if I could hop, step and jump in again at this point, just looking at the time...
Listen, we can keep this very simple. The situation is this. Jane has reached an age now where I am more than happy for us both to share responsibility, Jerome. I'm happy that she sees you. I'm happy that she spends time with you.
You what?
My only...
You're saying this my now only... after 4 years.
May of... I please finish? My only misgiving has been the thought of Jane coming to see you here. The combination of you, the flat, and the general state of this neighbourhood always seemed to me strong enough to prevent her coming. Well, the neighbourhood certainly hasn't improved, but thanks, I suspect, to Zoe, quite a lot else has. So I withdraw my objections. Jane may come and see you if she likes, whenever she likes.
Did you hear that, Mr. Biggerdyke?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, that's that then, isn't it?
Presumably. It's up to Jane. That's if Mr. Biggerdyke has no objections.
You don't have objections?
Well...
What?
There is one aspect with which I'm not entirely happy, I have to confess. I mean, although the youngster's interests have to come first, everyone, in a sense, needs to be considered. And I'm not altogether convinced that there aren't certain... Ignore that, please, ignore that. Aspects of the existing status quo that could suffer as a result of any subsequent modified arrangements regarding the possible alteration of the present custodianship of the youngster as of this present time. If you follow me...
Do I take it you're not happy for Jane to come here?
Well...
I'm her father.
Oh, quite.
And Zoe adores children. She was saying so only the other day. Tell them your feelings towards children. Sweetheart.
I'd love to have children of my own. Wouldn't that be lovely to hear them rushing about the flat, laughing and yelling? With the right man, someone who'd share them, they'd be everything I ever wanted. I suppose you're either maternal or you aren't. I know which I am.
Darling, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Well, what can one say?
What indeed?
I'll be honest with you, Mr. Watkins. What I've experienced here this afternoon has been for me, as a married man myself, heartwarming. You and your fiancée, Zoe. Well, you can feel it when you walk in the door. You can almost sense the happiness.
There you are, then.
It's just that I'm a little afraid of what might happen if we introduce Jane into this house. There is, on the one hand, the real hope that your own happiness could have a real beneficial effect on the youngster.
It's bound to.
But it has been known to happen that because the couple were so contented, the introduction of the youngster actually upset the happy status quo. And the couple became unhappy as a result of having the youngster with them. Consequently, the youngster was no longer in a happy home, but an unhappy one, which naturally in turn made it, the youngster, feel guilty because it felt responsible for causing that unhappiness, which had the knock-on effect, of course, of making the youngster unhappy, which won't do at all. Because after all, the bottom line is the happiness of the youngster. Is it or is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Your job's a good deal more complicated than most people imagine, isn't it, Mr. Bickerdyke?
You feel that Jane might upset me and Zoe?
I'm saying she could at her present stage of adolescence, which is complex.
And that, in turn, would upset Jane?
It's possible.
Well, that's simple enough. If that happens, I'll get rid of her.
Beg your pardon?
I'll get rid of her.
Get rid of Jane?
No, of course not. Not Jane. I'll get rid of Zoe. That's easy enough.
You'd get rid of her?
Yes. We'd, you know, split up. For the sake of the child.
Just like that?
What does Zoe have to say about that?
Darling, you wouldn't mind us splitting up for the sake of the child.
I wouldn't mind us splitting up for the sake of the child, darling.
There you are. You see, she doesn't mind at all.
But that's what you did before.
What?
You and your wife, that's what you did before. You can't do that again. We must think of the youngster, Mr. Watkins.
Yes, that was with her mother. That was different. I mean, this is only with...
some woman or other, he was going to say.
No.
Well, Zoe, you're taking all this very calmly, dear. I hope you know what you're doing. Personally, I'd have punched your precious fiancé on the nose.
Mwah.
Oh, well, save your breath. Never mind, Zoe. If you're very good in this life, you might just come back in the next as a shoe-cleaning kit. You'll enjoy that.
There is no need to be offensive, Corinna. Just because the sight of two people completely and hopelessly in love distresses you, there's...
Jerome, you are treating this woman like a doormat. How dare you? And Zoe, for heaven's sake, darling, stand up for yourself.
Standing up, darling.
Darling, sit down.
Sitting down, darling.
Listen, this is all a big hypothetical if. Much more likely that Jane will respond to the peaceful, friendly ambience and the reverse will happen. The relationship between the three of you will take root and blossom.
Oh, yes. Arkadina and Chekhov and Queen Margaret and see how they run.
What?
I beg your pardon?
She wants to go and study. Darling, you need to go and study.
I need to go and study, darling. I need to go and study, darling.
Do you think you may have offended her, Mrs. Watkins?
Impossible.
I don't know. Some people may not care to be referred to as shoe-cleaning equipment.
Oh, surely not in Zoe's case. Living with Jerome, that comes under the heading of a compliment.
They're rather late, aren't they? I think I might phone the car. Do you think that would be an idea? Make sure they're all right.
If you like.
You can use my phone.
No. I'll use one of my lines. It's quite all right. Pardon me. I'll do it out here.
Well... Congratulations, Jerome. I'm very, very, very pleased for you. I'm delighted. I'm so thrilled, you've no idea. No, really, I am. I'm being perfectly sincere. At least one of us has managed. I'm really pleased, honestly. You must be so happy. You're very lucky, both of you. She's lovely and obviously wonderful for you, and you're both very much in love. Who could ask for anything more?
I couldn't.
No. You smug bastard.
Sorry to interrupt. They're here. The car's just arrived. Apparently, they were... I'll get it.
No, don't open the door without... No, look at the screen. Look at that hermaphrodite on the... Don't open it. Don't let that thing in here. What's he doing? What's that idiot think he's doing? He's letting in every monster in the neighbourhood.
Jerome, dear, that is Jane.
What?
That's your daughter. That's Jane, remember?
Jane? That is Jane?
Lo? What are you looking at? It's me. Oh, sick. It's a sandwich.
Here she is.
Who? Who?
Sorry, my mistake. He. You remember your son, Jane, don't you? This is your father, dear.
No.
Did you manage to buy that game you were looking for, Jane?
No.
Oh, why was that?
Daughters.
Oh, what's that?
Daughters.
Daughters?
Daughters. Daughters of Darkness.
Oh, those, yes. What about them?
Wouldn't let me in.
Wouldn't let you in where? In the shop?
No.
Why ever not?
They ate us. We ate them.
Oh, dear. That's not very friendly, is it?
They're great rivals, apparently. Amazing as it sounds, the sons of bitches and the daughters of darkness aren't speaking to each other at all.
Yeah, right, said sales!
Jerome, your son, you will observe from her clothing, has joined the male dominance movement. Note the work boots, cord trousers, and the fashionable undershirt with the massive supposed chest hair. They call themselves the top missionaries.
The missionary position!
Missionary position. And what do you think of the oiled hair, Jerome? They all have it. And the unshaven chin look is makeup. Well, I've no doubt you two will have lots to talk about. Talking of missionaries, shouldn't you call Zoe? She should meet Jane, surely.
Oh, yes, let's bring Zoe in.
Darling!
Hello, darling.
Darling, come in. My Jane's arrived.
Right you are, darling. Just a tick.
Zoe is Dad's new friend, Jane. His fiancée.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely
this
lost track.
This is Jane, Zoe. Jane, say hello to Zoe.
Hi.
Jane, at least say hello.
Hello.
Darling, this is Jane. Treasure.
Well, who's this beautiful little girl, then? You must be Jane, mustn't you? Well, Jane, I'm Zoe, and we're going to be very, very good friends, aren't we? I hope we are. Now, would you like to come into the kitchen with me, and I'll give you a big glass of orange? How about that? Come on, then. Come with Zoe.
Yeah! Get off! Get away! Get off me!
Off we go. I've got a big surprise for you out here, Jane.
Ow!
Jane won't drink orange juice, Jerome.
Hang on, I'll stop her.
No, 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 no.
What?
Leave them together, please. The very best thing that can happen, a chance for them to get to know each other.
Yes, but she wasn't supposed to do all that, she...
Please, trust my judgment. I am trained in these matters.
She'll never get Jane to drink orange juice, I can tell you that.
Then no doubt they will resolve matters between them. Jane will tell Zoe no thank you. Zoe, I do not want orange juice. Thank you very much indeed. I would like a glass of milk. Or some such.
Or some such.
And Zoe will no doubt defer to Jane's request and give her what she wants.
Possibly.
And that way a bond will be formed between them. We call that, in my line of work, a self-seeding relationship.
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
I'd better just go.
No, no, no. Please, please, Mr. Watkins. Trust me.
It's just, you see, that Zoe isn't...
No, I appreciate that. Zoe is not used to youngsters, and she'll have to learn as she goes. No doubt she'll make mistakes. Being human, it would be extraordinary if she didn't.
It would.
But what's happening out there is a mutual exploration process. Now, please, leave them to explore each other. Let's all sit down, keep calm, and allow nature to take its course.
Jerome, she'll kill her. If you leave them together, she'll kill her.
Oh, come now.
Well, we could at least listen to them, couldn't we? See, they're all right. I take it the rooms are still wired for sound.
They seem very quiet now. I'm sure things are going to be fine. We mustn't expect results straight away, but it's a start.
I still don't think she should be left out there in the kitchen alone with her.
I don't know. Maybe it's all right. Zoe's very gentle.
I'm talking about Jane. Nobody tells Jane what to drink. I've still got this bruise where she kicked me when I bought the wrong biscuits.
I hope she doesn't try and kick Zoe.
Yes, she's turned into a right little thug, your daughter. First suggestion, she isn't going to get her own way. She punches and kicks. Good luck. That's all I can say.
Let me get one thing clear. That thing in there is no relation of mine. That transvestite truck driver.
Mr. Watkins.
What have you done with my little girl? I want my little girl. I've never seen that thing before. What is it? I don't want that. Take it away. Screw it back on the church roof where it belongs.
Mr. Watkins, will you please control yourself?
It's all right, Mr. Bickerdyke. I'm accustomed to these outbursts, believe me. In reply to your question, Jerome, I have done nothing. Because there was nothing that I or anyone else could do. Jane does what Jane likes and stuff the rest of the world. I can't think who she... Sorry, he inherits that particularly unpleasant side of his nature from, so we can only hazard a guess. I have to admit that it's not a great deal of fun having a female male chauvinist kicking me all day, demanding to be waited on hand and foot, and referring to me as a dozy cow. But looking at some of the alternatives it might have chosen, I've decided to grin and bear it. Now, if you want to try and alter her, you are welcome to try. Go ahead, please, because I really do need help, Jerome. I can't do it alone. I really believed, after I left you, that I could cope with anything. I was wrong. I cannot cope with Jane as she is now. Maybe in a few years, when she's... There you are. I admit it. And I am shocked by my own inadequacy. I am even a little ashamed.
I'm sure you've done everything a single parent could, Corinna. Pretty quiet out there, isn't it?
Here she is, Mummy. Here she is, Daddy.
Hello?
Oh, my God, a nightdress.
What's she done to her? Jane!
Well, she's cleaned up very well. And what a nice dolly.
And what are we going to sing, Jane?
Shut up!
Jane, ba-ba.
I'm not saying that.
All together. Ba-ba, black sheep, whither do you wander? 24 blackbirds baked on a tuffet. Good. The little dog laughed to see such fun and said, what a good boy am I. Woof, moo, well done. Ah.
She's mad.
Well, that's a new one on me, certainly.
Now we're off to bed. Good night, everyone. Say good night.
I'm not saying good night.
That's it.
I can't go to bed now, you dumb woman. Ow!
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Well, I must say, in all my years, I've... What a remarkable woman. Zoe. Quite remarkable.
Well, it's just part of her basic, original... I mean, it was there already in her, you see.
As it is within all women, Mr. Watkins. All women. Well, that's a problem solved.
Would you think it terribly rude of me, Mr. Bickerdyke, if I were to ask you to leave us alone for a moment?
Ah, well...
Actually, I don't really care if you do find it terribly rude of me. Would you go anyway?
Yes, of course. I'll wait in the...
The kitchen?
I'll wait in there, shall I? Yes. Excuse me. I'll just take another sandwich. Excuse me.
All I want to say is I think I'll leave now. Quietly. I'll leave Jane with you and Zoe, all right?
Ah.
Well, that's what you'd like, isn't it? That's what you wanted?
Yes.
I mean, obviously, she'll have to return to me at some point. She has to go back to school, for one thing. But she could stay here for a couple of weeks anyway. See how it works out.
You're happy to do that? You think that's best?
Frankly, Jerome, I feel so demoralized, I don't know what I think. All I actually feel like doing is crying. I mean, that woman's done more with that kid in 5 minutes than I managed in 5 years.
That's just her being a stranger.
I might have been able to cope with that if Zoe had at least been terribly plain or homely or... I thought for one glorious moment she was actually very dim, but then, of course, it turns out she isn't. She's obviously very intelligent, shrewd, cool... Sexy, wonderful with kids, a great actress, singer, dancer, terrific in bed. The only thing she lies about are her cakes, and it's bloody unfair, Jerome.
Oh, now, come on.
How can it be allowed to happen? After all the rotten, traitorous, lousy, underhand things you've done to me. What right have you to somebody like that? You're a bastard, Jerome. You're barely human. What have you ever done in your life to deserve anyone?
Well, I can't answer that. I really can't.
There is no justice. None. I can't cope anymore. I just want to go somewhere and lie down. And how did she get Jane to wash? I never got her to wash. She stank to high heaven. Sweat is macho. Well, tell Zoe to keep up the good work. I'll collect the exciting Mr. Bickerdyke and slink away.
Yes.
Well, cheer up. You're not allowed to be miserable. You've got what you wanted, haven't you?
Yes.
As you usually do. I'll tell you something amusing, shall I? You know, half the reason I came here was to see how you felt about, you know, coming back.
Coming back?
Yes. When I thought you were still on your own here, I thought that we might all three get together, have another go. But I didn't know about Zoe, of course. Now she's staked her claim. I don't think I could compete with that. Not the state I'm in at present. Still, I thought that would amuse you. Well.
Just a second.
I'll call Mr. Bickerdike.
Wait.
I don't think there's much else to say, Jerome.
There's something I need to tell you.
No, I don't
Please.
Want to hear about
it. No. You see, things are not altogether as they seem. The reason Zoe is here at all is because I needed someone here to impress you.
Well, she did. Well done.
No, that's the only reason she's here, you see. So that you and Mr. Bickerdike, so you'd let Jane stay here. Because it looked okay.
What exactly are you saying? Are you saying that Zoe is only here for our benefit?
Yes.
She isn't here normally?
No.
Then who is she?
She's an actress. This is just a short engagement, so to speak.
What did you do? Hire her?
Right.
I see. I see.
So that's okay then, isn't it? I mean, now you don't have to be upset, do you? You don't need to feel jealous of Zoe. Or inadequate. She's just an actress who looks good and can handle children, but she's nothing compared with you. I mean, if you'd only said you wanted us to... Well, that's great. You know, that's what I wanted. Isn't that amazing? That's exactly what I wanted. There we were, the two of us, both wanting the same thing, and... Isn't life sometimes a little short of miraculous? Hallelujah!
I hope you're recording all of this, Jerome. You'll no doubt have such a good laugh playing it back to yourself later. Mr. Bickerdike!
What the hell's the matter now?
Mr. Bickerdike!
Coming, here we are.
We're just leaving, Mr. Bickerdike.
When you're ready, all settled.
Leaving? I thought...
I'll just fetch Jane. She must get dressed. Jane? Jane?
Jane, but I thought... What's happening? I thought Jane was staying.
Yes. Things seem to have changed. Something seems to have caused Corinna to change her mind.
Yes, well, strictly between us, Mr. Watkins, your ex-wife appears to be a woman operating under some considerable inner stress.
Yes.
Not, if you'll pardon my humour, quite the woman you'd want to see handling your investments.
Right, I've called her.
What's caused the change of plan, may I inquire?
I'm afraid, Mr. Bickerdike, we've both been the victim of one of my husband's practical jokes.
We have?
Zoe is not what she appears. She was merely rented by Jerome for the afternoon.
But why? Why did you do that?
To deceive you, Mr. Bickerdike, and to make a fool of me. That's why.
That is not why I did it.
Jane! If we leave now, Jerome, you can send your actress home early. You may even get some of your money back.
I don't understand you. I thought you'd be pleased.
Delighted. Thank you so much.
I don't follow this. I don't follow this at all. Oh, Jane and Zoe.
Hello? What?
Come along, Jane. Why are you still in that nightdress? There's been a slight confusion. We're going home. And let go of Zoe's hand.
Just a second, just a second.
Now, let me get this straight. Are we saying that this woman, that Zoe, is not living here with you, that she is someone you have rented?
I don't see that the terms on which she's staying here make the blindest bit of difference anyway.
No difference?
Either she's suitable or she isn't suitable. It doesn't make any difference whether I'm paying her.
I hardly think that argument holds water.
Of course it doesn't. Don't waste your breath. Come on.
I mean, you may as well say there's no difference between a legal wife and a prostitute. I don't think I can accept that argument.
Let me tell you that woman has more dignity, more sense of loyalty and responsibility than any other 50 women you can name put together.
You? What do you know about women?
Anyway, what's made you change your mind all of a sudden? You liked her well enough.
Ah, yes. Well, that was before I'd heard...
Couldn't keep your eyes off her, could you? Ogling and leering at her, your mouth stuffed with cake, you grubby little bird.
Now.
Will you stop this?
If you think a remark like that will sort do your case
like you,
1 ounce of good...
Anyway, the ship's
will
already
you shut up? Both of you. Thank you. There is no point arguing over this. Jane, come along, please. We are going home. Jane.
No.
What?
I don't want to go.
You don't?
I'm staying here.
There you are. There you are, you see. Out of the mouths. You heard that, Mr. Bickerdike. My daughter chooses to stay here with me. Could that be clearer?
Son.
What?
Son, at least get its sex right.
My son, then, has chosen to stay with its father. Its natural father.
There is justice. Thank you, God, there is justice.
This you note, Mr. Bickerdyke, from a man who a few minutes ago asked to have this transvestite truck driver screwed back on the church roof.
That was a joke. That was a joke between men, eh, Jane?
Jane, I appreciate that after 4 years of me, your father probably holds some small novelty appeal. But may I warn you, dear, that it wears very, very thin, very, very rapidly.
Jane, ignore this woman's prattle.
May I just... I'm just going to have to bound in here once again. Jane, I'm afraid there's no question of your staying here, dear.
Don't listen to him either. He's an old woman.
Please, Mr. Watkins. So far as I can gather, Jane, that woman whose hand you're holding is someone your father rented for the day. Zoe is an actress pretending to be a friend of your father's. She's not a woman, therefore, we consider suitable to look after you. Do you understand that, Jane?
She's not a woman.
What?
I said she's not a woman.
What do you mean she's not a woman?
She's a machine.
Now, come along, Jane. That's rather baby talk for someone of your age, isn't it?
She is. Ask him.
Well, I'm sure your father isn't going to. He's certainly not going to... Eh?
Yes, Jane's right. She's a machine.
I've never heard so. They're both as mad as each other.
Look, it's got metal legs above the knees. Look.
Oh, dear God! What is it? What have you let near her?
It's only a... It's just a machine. A computer, really.
But I've never seen... Where did it come from?
From the man down the hall, actually.
The man down the hall? What man down what hall? Get it away from her, Jerome.
Him.
Him. Get it away from him.
She's only a machine. It's harmless.
But how did you come by this machine, Mr. Watkins? I mean, where did it come from originally? I presume you didn't make it yourself.
This man gave it to me and I just patched it up. That's all. Got it working again.
Patched it up? You?
Yes.
You can't even mend the front door. Get it away from him.
She can... He can walk away from it if he wants to. It's perfectly safe.
Jane, walk away from it.
I don't want to walk away from it.
You still haven't answered my question. Where did this thing originate?
It originated in a factory. It was a prototype for a model that never went into full production. The firm went broke. There's no need to worry. That was actually designed to look after children. It's technically an automatic childminder. So, Jane couldn't be safer. Could he?
What was the name of this thing?
Well, it's a NAN 300F. You probably wouldn't have...
Oh, yes, I have. I have indeed. I know all about the NAN 300F. Thank you very much.
What about them?
My department had to deal with the whole business.
What business?
Nothing. There were a few teething troubles.
What sort?
Just teething troubles.
Yes, I suppose you could term them that. If you call putting a baby in a microwave oven teething troubles.
It did what?
Not this one. This one didn't do that.
One of them did, Mr. Watkins. One of them did.
It put a baby?
That was entirely the mother's fault. It wasn't the machine's fault. The mother had her kitchen moved around and never told the machine. I mean, how can you expect a machine to know any better?
I don't see how you could possibly take the side of a machine against a human being.
Against most human beings, very easily. If human beings behaved a bit less like human beings and a bit more like machines, we'd all be better off.
That is the most extraordinary argument I have ever heard.
Look, would you mind? That thing, that baby killer, is at present holding my son's hand. Will you please do something about it? Mr. Bickerdyke?
Yes, I'll... Right. Let go. Let go her. Go let.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Will you let go of my child's hand at once? Do you hear me?
I know what you're after, dear, and you're not going to have him. If you want Jerome, the only way you're going to get him is over my dead body, you calculating little trollop.
Oh, dear God.
You better watch your step, Mrs. Danvers, or one of these nights you're going to wake up with your throat cut.
What have you put in this thing, Jerome? Who have you got in there?
No, she must have mistaken
you. I know who she mistook me for, thank you. I'm not a complete fool. But who does she imagine she is?
I don't know, you know. I've never really asked.
Are you going to tell it to release our child?
Not unless our child wants to be released.
How can you let this happen? You heard what he said.
It's all right. Leave this to me. I'll stop this. Come on, Zoe, or I may have to resort to force.
I wouldn't.
Come on. You've no right to that child.
Be careful. She may think you're a child molester.
I'm certainly not a child molester. How dare you? Come along. Jane, get away from that thing. Come on. Oh! What's he doing? Let go of my face! Oh! He pushed me! He pushed me! Oh! Oh! Oh!
for his alarm system.
Well, switch it off. Get him to switch it off. Jane, come along.
No.
It's dangerous. Darling, you saw what it did to Mr. Bickerdyke.
Yeah.
I saw what it did to Mr. Bickerdyke, darling.
Oh, dear God, it's mad. It's a mad machine. Will somebody stop that noise?
I think he's unconscious.
Will you do it?
I don't know if I can. I don't suppose it's designed to... Otherwise, all across his back. Wait a minute. No, here's some work. I'll just keep pulling it, I suppose.
Just do it! Come along. Jerome, how do I get this machine away from Jane, please?
Call it, darling. You have to call it that. She's programmed to respond to darling.
Oh, yes? Well, don't count on it as a general principle. Darling. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Jerome, will you switch that off?
I'm trying to switch it off. What do I do with all this wire?
Let go, darling. Jane, please, sweetheart.
I'd love to have children of my own. Wouldn't it be lovely to hear them rushing about the flat?
What is it talking about?
With the right man.
Jerome, it's gone completely berserk. It's off again.
It's okay, you just keep feeding it trigger words, that's all.
What the hell are you talking about, trigger words?
Oh, God. Look, you just have to do this, that's all. Darling!
Yes, darling?
Darling, let go.
Letting go, darling.
No! No, I'm holding on to her!
Jane, for goodness sake!
There. It's all right. I'm all right. Oh, God. What's all this? All this? What have you done to me? I'm coming apart.
Oh, do be quiet.
Look at all this. What have you done?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to switch you off.
Well, thank you so much. This is a wire you have successfully unraveled by Italian thermal singlet. Thank you so very much.
Darling, let go. Darling, let go. Jerome, she's taking no notice of me.
No, that's odd.
£643 worth of imported garment here.
Oh, do shut up about your precious vest. Mwah. Get off! Get away! Get away!
Darling, let go. No, I think Jane's overridden her. It's a safety thing. She won't let go unless Jane lets go.
Then Jane, let go.
No.
All right, I'll deal with this. I'm going downstairs. I'm going to fetch help. I'll bring our friends up from the car. They'll sort it out. Don't you worry!
Well, what are we going to do, eh?
There's nothing we can do. If she won't let go, she won't let go.
Jane, listen to me.
I'm not letting go.
Why not?
I don't want to.
But that's a machine. You can't stay with a machine, can you?
Why not?
Because it's a machine.
Dad did.
Yes, well, your father's your father. But ordinary people like us, we can't stay. Jerome, for God's sake, tell her.
Yes. Jane, you see, you can't stay with a machine, can you?
Why not?
Because human beings are... better. They're far superior to machines because...
Why?
Because human beings are, they're,
For God's sake, Jerome! Tell her why they're better.
I can't think of a reason, not a single one. I think she's right.
She's not right. You are not right, Jane. And neither is he. Listen, in the past, your father and I, we have both been selfish, we have been thoughtless and stupid and human. But we have also been, in our time, warm and spontaneous and amusing and joyful and loving, which is something we can also be because we are human, but which that machine can never be. You see? What we are going to do now, the three of us, you, me and Jerome, we are going down to that car and we are driving home together. And we're all going to start again. All of us, as of now. Isn't that right, Jerome?
Right now? This minute?
Yes.
What about all this gear? I can't just...
Jerome, get this straight. It is us or your gear. It is this thing or us. Decide.
Yes. Okay.
Well, which is it to be?
You. Of course, you.
All right, then. That's it. Jane, will you let go now? Are you coming with us?
Okay.
Thank God. Right. Change your clothes. We'll get in the car.
You all right?
Mr. Watkins?
It's all right.
No, it's not all right. We are under siege.
What?
Those daughters, whatever they call themselves,
They're swarming all over the place outside. Oh. Archer, we're only just managing to hold them off. We have to leave now.
Race itself!
Oh, dear Lord. Jane, come as you are. You haven't got time to change now.
We do have to hurry. They're trying to set light to the building.
Tell them we're coming. Tell them we're on our way.
Right. Quick as you can.
Jane.
Cheerio then, Zoe. Can Zoe say goodbye to me?
Jane, do come on.
I want Zoe to say goodbye to me.
Darling, say goodbye to Jane.
Goodbye, Jane, dear. See you soon. See you very soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Zoe. See you again?
No, darling, you won't be seeing her again, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Goodbye. All right, Jerome?
I'm coming. I'll just fetch a
few... Oh, come on, Dad!
Yes, I will, I promise. You go on. I'm just getting some stuff from the bedroom.
They won't wait. Come on, Jane.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Lane 300F, Series 4, Model 99I48622G for Gertie. Function now completed. System final close down in 2 minutes. Safety count commencing at 60 seconds.
Bye-bye.
You're not my first love. It would only be a lie if I pretended. In the past there have been others who have slept between these covers. But I promise, though you're far too late in life to be my first love, you'll be my last love. Swear to you, you're gonna be my last love.
Oh, Lord. Right. Now.
Jerome, what are you doing?
Sorry, I was
They're swarming around out there. There's dozens of them. They're trying to get a chain. I told her not to come dressed like that. Are you coming?
Listen,
What?
When you said all that about us restarting, was that just to get Jane to
leave? No, of course it wasn't. I wouldn't have said it for that.
You sure?
Yes.
You want me back with you?
Yes.
Why?
Because we both love you, Jerome. God knows why, but we love you. Love. 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 All right? Now, come on, please.
I will. I'm coming. Go ahead. Tell them I'm on my way. Here, kiss. Go on. Don't let them leave.
Be quick. Come on!
Yes, yes. Just want to get that greenery. I'm coming, Corinna!
Safety count commencing. 45, 44, 43, 42, 41,
what?
40, 39, 38,
Anne?
37, 36,
Anne?
35, 34, Anne? 33, 32, 31,
okay.
30,
okay.
29, 28,
replay.
When you said all that about us 26, restarting, was that 25, just to get Jane to leave?
No, of course it wasn't.
4, 10,
23,
because we both love 22, you, Jerome. 21, God knows why, but we 20, love you.
19,
love.
18, 17, love. 16,
love.
15, 14,
all right.
Okay.
13,
love.
12,
love.
11, 10,
love.
9,
oh my God, 8, my God, yes, 7, yes.
6. Five.
Okay, let's use everything. Four. Three. Two. One. Right. Let's go.
Love. Voila, love.
La.
Love.
Love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love.
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 That's it!
That's it. Yeah. That's it, then.
In Henceforward by Alan Akeborn, Jerome was played by Jared Harris, Nan and Corinna by Joanne Wally, and Zoe Nan by Sophie Winkleman. Mervyn Bickerdyke was played by Darren Richardson, Lupus by Simon Templeman, and Jane by Maura Quirk. The voice of the technician was Matthew Wolfe, and Mary Hope Fitch, Daisy Hayden. 9-year-old Jane was played by Rosa Calcraft. Original music was composed by Mark Holden and Michael Lopez. Henceforward was directed by Martin Jarvis and is a Jarvis and Ayres production.
And that production was first broadcast in 2012. Next Sunday night, echoes of King Lear as estranged sisters go on a journey to find their father. Things Might Change or Cease by Linda Marshall Griffiths. That's our drama next Sunday night at the later time of 11 o'clock.
It's amazing what one man can do with a trumpet. Not just any man, this one's the renowned pioneer of the trumpet, Håkan Hardenberger. Hear what this Swedish virtuoso can really do at the proms. He's joined by the composer, conductor and chansonnier H.K. Gruber and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields for music from the irreverently styled Third Viennese School tomorrow lunchtime at 1 o'clock. And he's the soloist in the London premiere of Gruber's Busking, this Wednesday evening at 7:30. Catch Håkan Hardenberger live on BBC Radio 3 or listen afterwards on the Proms website.
Well, now on BBC Radio 3 at almost 3 minutes past midnight, chamber music from some of our new generation artists. And I'm afraid we've had to change the music for timing reasons. Apologies if you're looking forward to some Chopin. I hope you'll in its place you'll enjoy this Mendelssohn cello sonata. The pianist is still Pavel Kolesnikov. He's accompanying Narek Haknazarian in Mendelssohn's cello sonata number 2 in D.